Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, everyone who personally wants to make history, make changes to themselves to be part of the greater good. Anyone who basically wants to make those natural improvements that just need to happen. You are listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. I am co-host Talk Dude. I want to wish you all a happy October, a happy Disabled Awareness Month. We're going to be talking a bit about that on the show. We're going to be basically discussing a lot about how this needs to come to light over here, honestly. And on the other side of this line is the one, the only, believe me, there's not going to be another one, comedian Organic OK. Organic, do you want to say something?
Yes, I'd like to say thank you for the compliment. You know, that's organically motivating to the vibration level of success. And not only that, it's achieving the opposite ability of appreciating women, too. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate everyone give comedian Talk Dude, I call him Organic Talk Dude, a round of applause for accomplishing another moment in this day that is October. And he's getting through the whole year as the will of our destiny allows us to have. And I appreciate you, Talk Dude. Thank you for taking the time, taking this moment to allow people to dive into an understanding of where you're coming from. Thank you, Talk Dude.
Consider yourself appreciated.
All right. Everyone, I want my co-host Talk Dude to just explain a few things about Disabled Words of the Day. So this today. Today is October 7th, Thursday.
2021.
Huh?
2021.
Yes, I think a lot of people wear that part. For those
want to immortalize it.
Yeah, but some people don't. You're right. Some people may not realize what good year it is based on what's going on with them in life. And so, yes, this is another day. I like to appreciate birthdays. You know, today is a special birthday that that's in my family. And let's have a birthday to my niece. Her birthday today, and she made two today. And I want you to enjoy your young birthday as time will move along, and appreciating these times so important for those out there that have children. But talk to them. I'll be back in a moment.
All right. Good people. Can you see your change? Can you basically see, honestly, that progress about yourself that you're supposed to make? Can you feel it? I know. It can be difficult. It can be hard. It can be especially difficult. Evolution is such a hard process, and it feels so good to de-evolve, to go backwards, to give into your more base instincts. Don't follow that impulse. You should always be trying to climb, always finding ways to better yourself, make progression in life, to always find a way. Always. You should. That's what this show is all about. The show is about finding that improvement, that better sense of self. It is always about getting better, getting by. It is always about knowing you can be better than you are. Better than yourself. Better. See, basically, by following your true self, is meant to change. A lot of people are afraid that if they basically focus too much on self-improvement, they'll lose themselves. Look what you are now. Isn't that a sense of identity? But no, see, you're meant to change. You are meant to get better. You are meant to improve. You are meant to reach that fullest potential every single moment. Let me tell you, I know people who basically get stuck in themselves and whatever. They go to bars, they smoke and drink. They try to eat junk food. They try. They're afraid. Because once again, seeing the change, making a change, a positive change, is such an ordeal. It is hard. And it is vicious. And it can be brutal. And you can really lose your sense of self. It can be so dang difficult. And sometimes, no, honestly, you look at yourself and you basically ask yourself, is it worth it? When your instincts are more based, life is easier in a way. It seems like it's easier to sit back there and just wallow. Seeing the same old sitcoms and laughing at the same old jokes. Even newer TV, a brand new show is just an old show that they remade. At least that's the way it was for a while. TV sure has come a long way. TV is evolving. They're not just giving us the same old rehash, stereotypes, and whatnot. It seems like the world is changing. The world is getting better. But the problem is when it gets better, you got to get better right along with it. You got to keep up. That is true. Life, things are all getting harder. Way harder.
Hey, sir, don't do that. Don't breathe on the phone like that. You got to realize people listening. Some people may listen with an earpiece, and that hurts their ears by breathing on the phone in any capacity.
All right, fair enough.
Now, this is what I want to tell you. You said some powerful things. You can't just step over it like you just didn't clean up that experience that someone had, right? If someone's having something, you stepping over them, say, hey, I'm going to get you an acupuncture for you. I'm going to get you some nurse assistant. And you have that as you're changing their life, this happens. They get to take a breath of seeing change on this side of change while they're living, right? And you don't realize how important it is as you change one life. Don't lose your breath, okay? Make sure you take the vibrational level of healing that experience, because that breath is desperate, is vulnerable, and you're suffocating somebody to death with tears. All it takes is a drop to suffocate somebody to death when it's really drowning. Mostly drowning. People don't tell you how people lose it when people are desperately drowning and someone is giving them more water, more tears, and they can't even hold the tears that they're trying. Think about this. Sometimes take a time to refocus and appreciate the people and what you're doing. Now, Tom, you get into a moment in important words. Don't you embrace those moments. Don't distract the people with you breathing and doing all the Roger Rabbit stuff on the phone.
I was trying to speak in an empowerful, passionate way that I hope that everyone who hears this decides, thinks, I'm going to make change. I'm going to make some kind of personal history, because that's what this show's about. But as far as the breathing thing goes, dude, it's that dumb tick I've got.
Just listen to me. Quickly. See that sound? That's crying, right? Well, guess what I did?
What? You hit the mute button?
Yes, I hit the mute button. I'm going to give you an example. Because you breathe, listen to me. It's a lot of people that understand they living with Tourette's. You're not trying to make Tourette's be a monster, a miserable thing to you, but if you are truly understanding how people experience you in a different way and embrace you, you are waking up the experience in yourself. You're waking up the experience in yourself to be a better experience that allows the vibration level to heal your experience than disgrace your experience by others not knowing your experience. Everybody don't hear you talk. You on mute, but then you're talking to people like you're caveman. You ain't Captain Caveman. And what I'm saying to you is you got to understand you got responsibility as much as you change people's life, that same ability changing your life.
So you what I'm gonna tell you is people that truly get to change at a higher level, guess what happens, guess what they do?
What?
People connect to them, right? And they isolate you in the meantime, right? They don't tell you that part. Think about all the people that move up. You're normally being isolated from that. You're seeing the change happen, but you're not experiencing it, right? So
yeah.
Think about it. If you actually able to get that level of resource of change, it's not limited by the people that collectively work together. It's the same abilities that the harvest will truly give you if you made that in your own personal garden of your experience. Because you may have a better garden than they have. I'm talking about how favoritism in this world happens not just in a physical form. It happens in a spiritual form because it's designed for these things to become better. And it's, who's going to invest in this will have better results. When people try to dictate what spirituality means to you based on what they have connected, well, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
It's lost in translation because it's going to be something better than what they're offering that they might not recognize right, maybe right in front of them. And they may be losing a blessing and thinking they know all what they know, right? And that's one of the things that on my journey, right, on my journey, is I have to be truly clear, fair. I got to be fair to align my experience to not be compromised because others think that they have the master plan. Guess what? I appreciate the master plan. I appreciate people that look like they're not able to help. But don't get mad if I recognize who you are. Don't get mad at that. Because people want to be secretive. People want to be culturally trying to hold on to things that they don't own. You don't own that. It's anybody's will to see freedom in that desire of spirituality. It's universal we've got to be dealing with. And once you understand those components to what that means, you may be finding things that's hidden for you to get blessings that they don't realize that they're hiding from you. And that blessing may be something meant for you to have, not for them to even realize. And realizing this thing about in history, how many people that truly went to oppositional moments and became the best of version of representing the people, is that by accident? No. Is that by design? Right? Because they never was a favorite person on this side of earth, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when they leave, people always trying to badmouth them. Think about them. Think about the people you know of that you cared about, that was icons, people really loved them. Think about people, how it was controversial, right? And you relate to them. Think about movies that they have on TV, right, that you truly enjoy at another altitude, and you don't get to see them much, right? You just see a lot of programs that you enjoy. Why is that? See what I'm saying? Think about things you truly enjoy that you stop seeing, right? And think about things you didn't even enjoy. They just gave you so much of it, and it's all you get to see, right? You have never seen someone like yourself, right? You have never seen a representative like yourself speak up. Even though you say, oh, I'm doing this, I'm flying, you know, I'm flying it, and I'm learning as I go along, as you're learning, you got to experience the experience. That's the reason you call learning, right? If you change the learning experience to enjoying learning, because it happens. You know much more you really going to know? You're going to know a lot more because you enjoy it. You ain't enjoying a lot of things, so you're not even trying to learn it. That's a natural instinct to most people. When they don't enjoy stuff, they tend to not remember it. See, we have been programmed saying, oh, the most smartest people remember everything. It's things that smart people may not even remember. And we start telling them about it. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But they might not necessarily tell you this. We try to make everything unhuman so we have disconnect and not have a relationship with these things that it's a natural experience, right?
Yeah.
It's a natural experience, right? So this is the thing I'm trying to tell you. Stop taking that avoidable moment to not enjoy the moment is there for you to enjoy. You know, you're enjoying the moment, and all of a sudden, this is being compromised by things that you don't realize is not for you to control. You know, what is really for you in control is the company that you invest yourself with that appreciate your time, you know, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, October International Disabled Awareness Month, you know, as we did comedy tours, going to different facilities and, you know, to perform, you see different people. You know that hands-on, but then you get this kind of sense of, I don't need to remember these experiences because these experiences give you examples that you don't have to be locked in your experience limitations. Or what are the limitations for it?
It's 7:15 here on the program, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. I want to invite everybody to call in. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're going through. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You may continue with what you were doing. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking the time to recognize that, and that's the important part. Now, stepping up is stepping up to the appreciation of your experience, right? Realize that stepping up is to appreciate the experience that you're going through, right? And,
oh, yeah.
But we can't distract that for things that's not going to improve your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're distracting yourself for things that are not improving your life and just making you more worse off. Think about that. If you spent your time just appreciating the things that's really making you get to where you need to go, you wouldn't even waste your time on things that's not getting you nowhere. You're like getting to the dead end and you have to keep making U-turns. This is a maze. And if you figure out the pattern how to get out of it, don't forget the pattern because that's what you got to do every time. You got to start over and experience it all from the beginning. Does that sound good? That don't sound good. Do it. You have to start all the way over because you're not experiencing or remembering what's going on. Right?
Yeah.
So, you're gonna see so many things that's gonna be anytime you turn that wrong direction, you're gonna feel more exhausted. Right? Because
yeah.
You experienced it before and you're not taking the time to really enjoy it, so you wanna take that same pitfall. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have any more words, Splenda? My name is Tommy Organic, okay? The show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Now, comedian talk dude, do you have any more words to say to the people?
I want everybody out there to make a solemn promise that they will find a way to better themselves, that they will get better, that they will personally just look self-improvement. I mean, once again, we want to basically mention Disabled Awareness Month, but in general, all you want to everything that make a distinct possibility to do something, a little improvement to your life. Make that resolution today, right now, just something, so you can go to sleep tonight at a noble, respectable hour, and to tell yourself, you know what? I did something. I mean, I really basically made my life just a little bit better. I climbed the evolutionary ladder. I've improved. You can tell yourself that. You can know it's true. This isn't just an empty excuse for self-esteem, that you're doing just a little bit better. Need that. Because once again, that's what a lot of this show is about, isn't it? It's what every day of your life is about.
You're right. It's about that. But guess what?
What?
If you're
tell me.
Cleaning your experience and you're just leaving it dirty because it happens. Mm-hmm. The spirits start looking dirty. And guess what else? It starts smelling like something that you're not familiar with, that you don't enjoy. And then what happened was it'd be so much of your experience. And what's out there, it would be so many people that wouldn't even be able to experience you because it would be too many oppositions that they have to. If they are used to cleaning themselves, then you're bringing them to a smell that they're not willing to deal with, right? And that's a metaphor of psychologically damaging people before they're able to even recognize who you are, right? Now, people who recognize who you are, they would come through that problem at moments, not all the time, but they come through that problem and then figure out what's going on with you. And then they would get back to the problem that they're dealing with by dealing with your oppositional things that's toxic to them being healthy, right? But it's not normal for everyone to have that understanding of what you're going through when they're dealing with a level of oppositional things, right? If your feet hurt it, would it be easy for you to carry somebody that weighed more than your ability could ever carry normally? It'd be harder because you have sore feet, and it would be hard for you to hold your emotional sore feet, right? But
right.
If somebody says, well, telling you about who did something, that don't motivate you necessarily. that really make you have resentment towards them because how they're trying to discredit your experience. And if you're helping them, then it seems like they would give you the encouragement to be able to do it, but they try to guilt you to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn the light on them, guess what? They probably burn up because things they have done, is, in a lot of ways, have put them in this position by being selfish, right?
Yeah.
So this is not by accident, you know? You got people that truly are meant to compromise anything they're involved with, and they always got a selfish conversation and say why they did it. You're never going to win with people like that. You know why?
Tell us.
You ever seen somebody take poison to get better? Do poison really make you feel better?
Okay. It can.
Huh?
Not saying it can, but really, poison does not make you better. And a lot of people who poison themselves, they destroy themselves in ways that they even realize that they do it sort of self-consciously to shorten their lives, to feel a little bit better, but really, in the longer run, it does not make you better.
Back up a minute. Are we giving people strength to be – do we give people strength to destroy themselves?
Of course not.
Okay, you're giving people strength to destroy themselves, right? So what I'm saying to you is when somebody truly help you, they're really taking you in a way that, you know, people don't tell you this all the time. Somebody got you, you're so vulnerable, and you're like, I hope they don't take advantage of me because I'm so hooked, right? And that person do right by you, right? When those moments happen, I'm talking about those moments that happen that people do right by you, right? I'm saying,
yeah.
And that's what I'm relating to. I'm not making the stories of a mystery. It's enough mystery stories out there that people hear on a regular basis, right?
Right.
So it's not my job to just tell you misery. Oh, well, you're not telling me this balance is like, okay, when something is balanced, what makes something unbalanced? Because the unbalance of what's going on make it unbalanced. Once it's balanced, it's balanced, right? Something, once
mm-hmm.
it's balanced,
mm-hmm.
it's balanced, right? It falls off based on weight and shifting that balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a reason why balance is for a reason, right? Remember back in the day, like they still have these things, but you don't see them as much. Back in the day, had this little, it looked like a aired up object that stands up, but it had like sand at the very bottom of it. So when you hit it, what happens? It stands right back up. You can hit it much as you want to. Wow, hit it. What's happening? Stands right back up.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. I've seen them.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah. So what I'm saying, mostly is people, once they put you in a certain kind of setting, you're successful by the way they set you up to deal with the obstacles that you're overcoming, right? Once you get, you build up a muscle tolerance to maneuver things once you're able to understand how that works, even if it's not set for the traditional way, right? People do the exceptional thing because they have not been locked into not being unexceptional, right? They've been locked in to see the ability of freeing the exceptional. So now they have to be exceptional because this is what has been mandatory within this. So they don't get lost in the problem. They get lost more in the experience of the solution, right? So that
yeah.
takes you to another altitude. But when you're taking your time, always just poke a hole in a inflated boat, we always gonna sink. Okay, so you can't be the problem. You're becoming like almost like the scary or the haunted story that people talk about, right? They tell you about you know during the holidays, this is the person that stole this. You know, it makes evil things, right? And it's not meant for us all to do that. Now, I want you to take a few minutes and tell the people a few things. Now, and we're going to wrap up after you say your last thing. I'm going to say my last thing after that, and we'll be done.
Well, let's not wrap up entirely. I mean, there's still more time to go. I like to think that I want to think as that we're going to be giving these people the most bang for their buck, so to speak. They're not paying, I know, but, you know, they want to hear, if they're listening to this out there, they're really listening, and they should basically need more guidance on how to basically see change and decide to be change, to be rapidly changing. Where do I begin? Okay, in the 5 minutes we've got left, let me just tell you.
Sir, don't make this work. you boring it to death by bringing up the time in a manner that it exhausts the experience, right? If somebody enjoys something, telling them about the time is exhausting the experience, right? You're exhausting the experience of something that can be more better living in the moment of the experience that you're able to enjoy. See, I'm always navigating things from you, but if I just eliminate the problem, then I'm not having the exact same results of oppositional things. See, you realize that people, there are some misery of company, but do everyone enjoy the company of misery? No, they don't. That's why some people, when they see misery from a mile away, they avoid it. And you got to get out of the habit of talking misery, okay? Because you don't realize you're doing it, and subconsciously you're throwing misery in the air. And that's not something that I want to hear. So that's important. If you can't do these things, people have been destroyed by miserable people in history. It's facts. And all it takes is one person that said a miserable thing at the wrong moment when you're trying to get past the evil and the misery. Be like, hey, here, this is someone's positive. Like, you don't need misery to be even known about positivity. Positivity is something that you either involve your life to be better. It's not something that people are allowed to just destroy, because it hasn't been destroyed, because it's been moving through. And some people have to wait a long time for positivity to come in that space, bro. So don't take positivity lightly. When I'm saying something positive, don't waste my energy by talking negative. You're talking negative, straight up negative. You know, this is the resources of people that's dealing with oppositional. They don't need somebody that is bringing them down by not having the moment of understanding what's going on. You got to recognize the moment and place the results and allow that to be the harvest that people live on. When you got too many people that have biased, emotional, inflicting interests, you're never really going to win regardless of how much you tell them that or information. They're always looking to have, well, I'm from this world, from this point of view, and they always undermine you. But someone truly get it, even if they're from that world, you'll see them recognize and won't undermine what you're doing. When people are undermining what you're doing, that's a special evil that a person has to be to undermine you when they go into oppositional. The oppositional things change the results most of the time. People say they're strong, not necessarily strong when they make it. They're evil in moments, because when life is changing them, not to be destroyed, but to be healed by the pain, and they're taking it and modifying pain and making everything a problem when it's really happiness, that is something that majority of people are not necessarily trying to have. And you're taking them somewhere else because you didn't figure that out for yourself. Everybody, this is my last words I'm going to say at this point. October is International Disabled Awareness Month. Today is October 7th. For those some place in the world that is morning time. And good morning to y'all. And thank everyone for staying tuned in. The show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And my name is comedian Organic OK. And you have been listening to the show. Today is October International Disabled Awareness Month. And free your disability experience with others, contaminated and all. Positivity reflects happiness in the bone marrow of better results. Take care, everyone. Talk to you. Have fun words. I'm gone.
Remember, you can basically pick up all our shows. You can hear everything we're about on Blog Talk Radio. And once again, we invite you to call in and let us know what you're thinking. Let us know we're making a change with you. Embrace this in a powerful way. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Thank you, and good night.